I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living Well with Janet, where we explore different health and wellness topics to enrich our ever-evolving personal practices. I'm your host, Janet. It's probably one of the most elusive things pursued by mankind. When people ask, "What do you hope to achieve in life? What is your ultimate goal?" Or the ever popular, "What is the meaning of life?" you'll often hear the answer, "I just want to be happy." But what does that really mean? Is happiness a state of being? Is it the same for everyone? Is it even really achievable? March 20th is the UN International Day of Happiness. The purpose of this holiday is to make people around the world realize the importance of happiness within their lives. So in honor of this mission, I'd like to dedicate a conversation around the topic of happiness. In preparing for this episode, I posted a story on Instagram with the question, "How do you define happiness?" And I want to share with you some of the responses that I got. Enjoying the little things in life, like going on a walk on a sunny day, having a nice coffee, and buying my favorite bread. Oh, those little things sound wonderful. Moments of clarity and levity. Ooh, okay. Clearness and depth. That sounds like happiness to me. Another response was just one word, peace. Love that, very poignant. Being kind to myself and actually meaning it. This is a great one. I think we oftentimes might think we're being kind to ourselves or say it out loud, but do we actually mean it? Because it's in the meaning and the believing that the actual state of happiness occurs. Another one was taking road trips with my boyfriend and singing together in the car. Love that. I have this visual and I can only imagine how much happiness that type of experience can bring. Another is aligning your reality with your aspirations. This reminds me of something that my dad always used to say, and I've read it other places as well. It is where the definition of happiness is the difference between your expectation and reality. So how do you close that gap? You can either change your expectations to match reality, or you can change your reality to match your expectations. Another one is something that comes and goes as part of life, in fleeting moments that you cherish. That's really beautiful. I think that that one captures, to me, what is so special about happiness is that it is something that ebbs and flows and comes and goes. It's not meant to be something that we're living in a state in forever. As for me, I would define happiness as a positive state of mind. My formula for happiness probably equals something like feeling loved, feeling confident, and feeling connected. Another formula that I would propose for happiness would be restful sleep plus nourishing food plus physical movement plus a grounded mental state. Or maybe I would just define happiness as a big hug from my boyfriend, Eugene. Now that we've explored some definitions of happiness, I'm curious, are you happy? Am I happy? How do we measure or evaluate happiness? Some psychologists and social scientists use the term subjective well-being when referring to happiness. And according to Very Well Mind, a resource for information on mental health topics, there are two key components to happiness, or subjective well-being. The first is the balance of emotions, and the second is life satisfaction. What does that mean exactly? Well, we all as human beings experience both positive and negative feelings and moods. But happiness is mostly linked to experiencing more positive feelings than negative ones. And when it comes to the second component of happiness, which is life satisfaction, this is around how satisfied you feel about the different areas of your life, like your relationships, your work, and your achievements. Okay, so this is helpful. We've been able to break down happiness into two different components, one that is around balance of emotions and the other around life satisfaction. When assessing happiness, psychologists look for some key signs. These indicators of happiness cover feelings, behaviors, and desires. And as I share with you each of these signs of happiness, I'd like for you to reflect on whether or not you can agree with these statements about yourself and the life you are living. Do you feel positive more than negative? Feel that the conditions of your life are good? Do you feel satisfied with your life? Do you feel that you are living life with a sense of meaning and purpose? Do you feel like you are living the life you wanted? And do you feel like you have accomplished or will accomplish what you want in life? These are some heavy questions. And as I reflect on my own life, I think I'm able to say yes to about half of these questions. I have my health, loved ones in my life, a roof over my head, and food on my plate. All of my basic needs are met. And yet, I still struggle with saying that I am satisfied with life. I think this can be a very human reaction, and this is also where the achiever in me comes in and disrupts my sense of contentment. I often feel that I could be doing more or that I should be doing more. And you know, these thoughts and feelings, they're not innately bad. As long as they come from a place grounded in me being able to identify what it is that I want to improve and a plan to get there.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
When it comes to the question, do I feel like I'm living the life I wanted? Wow, this can get pretty esoteric. I mean, what if the life I thought I wanted isn't actually the life I want anymore? Okay, I think maybe I'm complicating this a little too much. Let me rephrase this and ask myself, am I living a life that would make that little girl who grew up in Mission Viejo satisfied? And to that question, I think I can answer yes. How about you? Do you feel like you were living a life that your younger self would be happy about? Another set of signs of happiness are around behaviors. Do you practice self-care and treat yourself with kindness and compassion? Do you enjoy positive and healthy relationships with other people? Are you open to new ideas and experiences? Do you go with the flow and are you willing to take life as it comes? And do you experience gratitude? So personally, I've been meditating quite regularly, generally eating well and allowing myself sufficient sleep. But I definitely need to better prioritize exercise and drinking less wine. I could also do a better job of treating myself with kindness and compassion and exercising more positive self-talk. I'd say, judging by the way I treat myself, I'm pretty happy, but there is definitely room for improvement. I like to think of myself as being a pretty open-minded person. But if I think about my day-to-day, I don't really introduce a whole lot of novelty into my life. I mean, I often have the same foods, drinks, very much a creature of habit, do the same exercises, spend time with the same people. I mean, I even shop at the same grocery stores, etc. I think I'm open to new experiences, but I don't really actively seek them out. So this exercise is making me reflect on the fact that I really want to be more deliberate about seeking out novelty in my day-to-day life. If you ask me if I'm grateful, The answer is almost always yes. But how often am I actually consciously recognizing it? I think I could definitely do a better job of intentionally identifying when I'm feeling grateful and what I'm grateful for. I know that one way to do this is through gratitude journaling, or just on a daily basis, listing out three things that you're grateful for. So I'm going to put that as a note to self to start doing that again. When it comes to these actions, practicing self-care, enjoying positive, healthy relationships, going with the flow and being willing to take life as it comes, being open to new ideas and experiences, and experiencing gratitude, I would love it if you would think about which of these things you are doing well now and evaluate which ones you could do better at. The last category of a key signal for happiness is desire. And this one really only has one sign under it. It is wanting to share your happiness and joy with others. Now, this is a great one. I often believe that happiness, like love, is a multiplier. The more that we give it and receive it, the more that we feel it. So those are some key signs of happiness, according to psychologists and social scientists. As I reviewed this list of signs of happiness, I realized that 1, I'm actually happier than I thought I was. And 2, with the signs that I could not say fully apply to me at this moment, I have a nice list of things that I can work on to improve my happiness. How about you? Based on the feelings, actions, and desires I went over, how many of those applied to you? And which ones can you work on to increase your happiness? I know the list I went through may have seemed like a lot, and those are things that you can focus on over a long period of time over the course of your entire life. I also found a quick and simple practice that we can all use. According to Action for Happiness, a nonprofit movement of people from 160 countries, there are 3 easy things that you can do anytime and anywhere to immediately increase your happiness. 1 is to be mindful. Relax your breathing and notice, how am I feeling right now? 2 is to be grateful. Look around you and ask yourself, what am I thankful for? 3, be kind. Ask yourself, who do I want to send love to? Just reading those 3 steps brightened my mood and made me feel a little happier. I hope you can use this exercise the next time you need a shot of happiness. Remember, be mindful, be grateful, and be kind. I hope you'll take the time to think about your own personal definition of happiness, what it is, and how you can bring or invite more of it into your life. What is your unique formula for happiness? Let me know in the comments of the Instagram post from this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a simple classic smile emoji in the comments of our IG post. Once again, this is your host, Janet. I can be found on Asian Boss Girl, the podcast for the modern-day Asian-American woman, with my good friends Helen and Mel, who are also hosting their own shows, which you can catch on the same feed. New episodes every Tuesday. You can follow ABG on Instagram at Asian Boss Girl, and me, Janet, at Janet W. That's Janet, the word double, and the letter U.